Lady, why are you using the red pill hashtag? Why are you doing that? Okay, the red pill people, some of them, the pickup artists, they're already working out. So you don't need to do that. On top of that, the men, they're done. They're not going to budge. Most of them, they're not going to budge. Your YouTube channel's growing, but it's only short videos. And most of them, they're not going to pay. Even if they're interested, they're not going to pay, just like me. Because you upload too many short videos. So they're not. That's all I'm going to explain to you. You want to steal the stuff that I said, right? You want to use my fucking research, my experience, pretend it's yours, right? And don't ever fucking slam my ex-girlfriend, bitch. Don't ever do that because you're a fucking abusive lady because you have fucking gaslighted me in your fucking video about porn. I know that. I praise you, and you've shown your true colors. I possibly have BPD, bitch. That's what I probably have. And I broke up with her multiple times. Then she started, you know, abusing me, bitch. You don't know shit. You don't know anything. You don't have the results. You don't have the results, lady. Women are not supposed to be leaders. Not with men. So why would they listen to you? You even said in your own video that you started off trying to help women, but the women didn't want help. The men came to. If you want people to join your community or whatever, then they have to want to. They have to naturally want to. If they don't want to, they're not gonna. Most of them, they're not gonna want to do it. You showing photos, you at the gym or whatever, that's just going to make them thirsty at best. Why would I pay for your course? You're not even married. You don't have the results. Heck, you were on birth control. You don't even know what the problem is. The problem is you had sex. That's the problem. Before you vet the person correctly, you already had sex. Probably in the first month, right? Or maybe on the, you know, maybe on the first week. How do I know that? Because you're using birth control. Most people, they're not waiting 6 months, right? At least 6 months. I guarantee it. Most people, they're not waiting 6 months. You could work on everything else. If you don't know how to act right morally, then it's not going to work. Maybe for the money. If you can't control your penis, right? A dude that can't control his penis can't be a leader. You know that? Because if he's thirsty, he put woman on a pedestal. Guess what? He's not the leader. She's in control. If you can do without sex, if you can live without sex, then you have the upper hand. And there are women, you know, I remember one of my former roommates, he said, the ladies, you know, like he dealt with them, but they, you know, they stopped dealing with them. I don't know if he was in a relationship or not, but he said after 3 months, because he didn't have sex, that they moved on. Well, that's a good thing. Control. Controlling the penis. Any attack, like, you're the one that abused me. You too. I didn't do anything to you. With my ex-girlfriend, I did. With you, I didn't do anything to you. No, you wanna use those controlling tactics. I know that. Then after I praise you, then you make a video slamming me with other men, and that's okay because you're showing your true colors. You wanna kill me. You want to stress me out and kill me, because if I get stressed out, I could die, right? So you want to kill me, right? Right? I mean, I had a lady, you know, the other day, she was healing me, spiritual healer. I didn't ask her to. She didn't ask for money. Nothing in return. I asked her to stop, because I don't want that. You pretend to help me. You want money from me. Then you want to shit on me, right? Is it because I didn't pay for your course? On top of that, you're stealing my shit, my experience, and pretend it's your own. You too. So why would I pay for your crap? Yeah, I'm possibly borderline. If I'm borderline, then that could have brought out the narcissism in her. You don't know that, right? So how are you going to fix me then? How are you going to fix me? You don't know that. On top of that, you're the abuser. My ex-girlfriend didn't go sideways. She didn't try to control me and wait a certain time at my weakest time and try to finish me up, unlike you. Yeah, this video is going on MGTOW TV, and I'm going to link your channel so they know who you are. So they're gonna know that, you know, they don't trust women, but they're going to know. So in the future, when you're exposed by other people with a large YouTube channel, if they call you out, you're done. Your business is done. I'm not upset. I'm not upset at your lame attacks with the porn video. The title. I'm not, because you don't know how to act, right? You have to, you know, unlike you, I'm not having sex with multiple people, right? And saying, you know, like you got abused, that you got betrayed. If you shut your leg, if you keep your leg shut, that stuff would highly unlikely happen. Other than the person scamming you, highly unlikely that would happen. You don't even know how to vet a man. You don't even know how to do that. Even a man, he has to know how to control his penis. He knows how he has to do that. He can't be a leader if he can't control his penis. That's why the men end up in divorce. Or go through the family courts. He can't control what's between his legs, and the woman has the upper hand. And sometimes the dudes have the upper hand. You don't know that. So how are they going to be a leader if you don't teach them? You want to kill me off. You want to finish me off. And you're insane if I'm going to buy your garbage. You're insane. Don't ever slam my ex-girlfriend again. No, she didn't do that way. She went head on. She came at me head on. She didn't pull your lame tactics. If she was the abuser, then how come I won then? She fell apart, and I shouldn't have done that. Not physically. No, you don't know. Borderline. If I'm a borderline, I feel abandoned. Then I react because I feel she's pushing me away. So I break up with her, go back together again, over and over again. That's why she abused me, because I'm hurting her. Just like if I punch you in the face, you're going to feel hurt, you might punch me back, right? You don't have the answer. You don't know the attachment issue and all this stuff. You don't know that. My ex-girlfriend wasn't a thought like you. She didn't, you know, she didn't use birth control. She was a virgin until after she got married. I know that. How do I know that? She wasn't even afraid to kiss. She was afraid to look me in the eye because she was a virgin. Unlike you, she didn't use birth control. She didn't, you know, she was never betrayed. She never said that to me. If she was abusive, then why she tried to help me then? Answer me that. You don't have the answer, lady. You don't have it. I don't like the fact you're slaying my ex-girlfriend. I don't like that. Because I've done my research, that's all I know. And I remember. I don't have to make stuff up. Narcissism is a response to borderline, stupid. You don't know that. So why the fuck would I go to you to fix my issue if you don't know that? How do I know that? Because I've done the research. Because they're professional. They're psychiatrists, or they work in the mental health field. They explained it why. And this guy, he's a narcissist. And what he says makes sense. You're the fucking abuser. You, not my ex-girlfriend. Because I didn't do anything to you. What the fuck did I do to you? What did I do to you, lady? Yeah, this video is going in MGTOW TV. MGTOW TV. Don't even upload there. Otherwise, they'll come after possibly. And they won't listen to you. They won't. They don't even listen to me. You think they're going to listen to you? I tried for 4 years, lady. Spinning my wheels. No, you want to wedge into the red pill community. Sooner or later, you're going to abuse some other dude. You're going to do that. Indirectly, right? If he makes a video and he has a small YouTube channel. You don't know shit. You don't know shit. You don't know. Narcissism possibly is a response to borderline. It's a response. And if I'm watching porn, that's mid-level narcissists. Apparently, mid-level narcissists. Borderline. Empath. I'm a mix. You don't want to meet me in real life. You don't, because if you did that shit, you'd be fucking running, bitch. You'd be running. Not because I want to hurt you, you'd be running. I know that. Especially if you're alone. I don't have to hurt you, you'd be running. Most people, they hide in my area. They do that. Most people do that. I don't see these people again. I don't typically see people again. Same person. Eventually, they disappear. I'm not saying, they're in hiding. Every time I see a new Amazon driver, he's gone. Eventually, they're gone. Because I have PTSD. I'm not upset you made the porn video. Because you're a thought. You're a thought. You're going dating website. That means you're a thought. Or you're very insecure. But most likely you're a thought because you're having birth control. If you're using birth control, then you're a thought. You don't trust the men. That's why you're using birth control. Because you have to fix them. You can't force somebody to fix you. You can't. They have to naturally want to do that. They have to naturally want to work on things. Even with these red pill dudes, they have to hit rock bottom. And possibly then they'll go and get help. Possibly. Otherwise, they'll end up dead. They have to naturally want to come to you. What's the point? What's the point? Try to force them. They're not going to do it. The more you try to push them, the more they're going to resist. Unless you want to control them, and then, even then, that's not going to work forever. It's not. Even with, narcissists, does it work forever? No. Eventually, the person figures out, Eventually, the person figures out, and sorry, it's a screen set. Eventually, the person figures out, and they do want to leave, and they're able to leave. You don't know anything really. Not really. How could you know? Like, I'm not a mental health professional. How do I know that? Because I've done research. Borderline. I'm a borderline. Probably a borderline with PTSD, empath. So I'm a mid-level narcissist because I watch porn. Even empaths can be mid-level narcissists. Because this lady, she talks like a mid-level narcissist. Because she's hurt. She's angry. That's a mid-level narcissist. She don't even know what she's talking about. Because she hasn't done the research. She called everybody a narcissist. Yeah, this video is it's going on MGTOW TV. And they'll know about you because I'm gonna link your YouTube channel. So they'll know about you. I'm not going to send them after, but they'll know about you. They're not going to want to deal with you. But if your channel gets big enough, they might talk about you. And this video is to warn them not to trust you. They're not going to trust most women. Unless they're simps. And that's why I don't want to deal with women like you. But I know how to vet women. I know how to do that. Because you talk too much. Yeah, I talk too much, but I gather information. Because you get careless. If you don't have sex before, if you don't have sex right away, if you wait long enough, you'll see the red flags. No, you want to kill me. You want to kill me. You want to finish me off. Right? So I commit suicide. You want to, because you're miserable. But you want to fix me, right? That makes sense. It'd be different if you worked in something else. But you care about men. You love men. Love them at a distance. Yeah, because you're not getting paid. I love women. Do I love all women? No. I don't love you. I don't. Because you want to kill me. You want to finish me off. Because I'm stressed out for many months. You want to finish me off. Why don't you just grab a knife then? You could come up here. Grab a knife and just kill me. Just do it. I'll call the police, I promise. I won't try to harm you. You can kill me. You can slice me up. So I can go to heaven, you go to hell. Just do it. Don't ever, ever slam my ex-girlfriend. Don't ever do that. Because you're abusive too. You're the one to talk. My ex-girlfriend did that, and she was a virgin until she got married. How do you know that? Because she was shy. She couldn't even look me in the eye. She couldn't even look me in the eye, never mind kiss. I never kissed her. Never had sex with her, unlike you. And I learned my lesson. After that, and then I dealt with another woman, and after that, I was done. You just continue. You don't know, A dude that can't control what's between your legs cannot be a leader. You don't know that. You can do everything you want. You can make all the money in the world you want. You can do everything right. But if you can't do that, and the men that make a lot of money, they're going to pick the thought, right? They're going to pick the most attractive woman that he's going to put on a pedestal. He's going to do that. Then he's going to get financially ruined. You're the one that's abusive. Wow, you claim to be a coach for men, right? Mental health coach for men. That doesn't make any sense. And by the time upload those videos, that video, I'm going to download your porn video. So I have evidence of you. So I have evidence. Yeah, you are a narcissist. You're the abuser. Because I haven't done anything to you. Nothing. Nothing I'm aware of. Like, can you tell me why? Like, why you have a problem with me? Oh, yeah, because you're miserable. Because your ex, right? Because I didn't pay for your damn course. You think I'm stupid? I would never, ever pay money for a female coach. Never. Unless it's Sadie, I guess, because she has the experience. Sadie Khan has the experience. I learned from her. She don't just make up stuff. She has more information than you do. So sooner or later, I want to pay. I want to pay even 1 month for her Patreon, whatever. Or 6 months or whatever. Eventually, I pay. Because she puts a lot of work into it. And I benefit, so I want to give back. You want to steal my stuff at my experience. So why should I pay? Like, and you attack me. You're the abuser. Take care.